Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Izzo. And you know it's the Los Angeles Layup. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelic to the Temptation on 93 Sweet FM is. And I'm your host with the most, of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac on 93 Sweet FM Izzo.
Yeah.
Yay. What up, people? Good evening. Good evening. Women and men, boys and girls all across the world in Tweed Cadillac land. The lavish is, as Tweed would say, on the premises, man. What's going on, Tweed?
Yeah, tonight, man, we got a author, a man about town, a motivational speaker. Man, this guy does it all, man. Avid enthusiast of fitness. His name is Adrian Muldrow. He is in the green room. I'm going to bring him on in. And he's going to explain to you what he does, because he does so much stuff I can't keep up with these guys. He's all over the place. Mr. Adrian,
you got me
with
the fitness. You got me with the fitness. I want to learn some stuff. Good evening.
Salute, man. It is truly, truly an honor and a pleasure at the same time, man, to be on the line, man, with the legendary Tweed Cadillac, man. Y'all know what's happening, man. But surely I know what's happening, man. I appreciate you, man.
I can dig it, man. Well, you got a lot to offer. You're definitely a very, very interesting guest. I mean, it's like you've done a lot in your lifetime, and you have so much more on the horizon. I don't even know what direction you might go in. You might end up being a senator. A mayor is beneath you. I could see you as a state senator. I actually could.
My man.
I could see you as a state senator without a problem.
My man. That's an honor coming from you, man. And believe it or not, politics for surely is a part of my aspirations. And that's one of the reasons, well, not politics, but just service, period, is what compelled me to write that book, man. And I have done a lot of stuff, man, I had to go through a lot of pain to get there, though, Tweed, you know what I mean? My book cover. I have two pictures, you know, one, with a prison, and one with, with a tux on, and you know, I know that's done purposely. Yeah, man, it took me a lot to get to where I am now, man. I mean, the honor to hear a state senator, that's huge. I'll take it, though.
I'm sure it could happen for you, because apparently if you can get up out of the adversity that you were in and to become where you at and do what you're doing now, you know, the youth and community engagement situation, I thought that was very, very interesting. Now, tell us a little bit about that. Well, wait. First and foremost, tell the listeners where you're from so they'll know what your struggle was. Tell them where you're from first.
Indeed. All right. Well, my name is Adrian Muldrow, author of the new book, Excuse or Circumstance. And I'm from Baltimore, Maryland, you know, West Baltimore. But I like to say Maryland because everywhere I go in Maryland, it seems that, you know, I know somebody, or anywhere I go, I'm always the same. Now, I'm fortunate to be on the show, and what led me to write my book, coming from Baltimore, and in this climate, was the mere fact that I felt like my experiences, Tweed, could really, really, really help some folks, man, because I was fortunate to start some youth programs, man, that, and out of Baltimore, you know, when you look at the data, a lot of our young people aren't graduating high school, and, you know, a lot of young people, man, are, you know, caught up in juvenile delinquency, and it's kind of a national story, if you will, for Baltimore. So for me, it was all about giving back. You know, that's how I got into youth development, and I'll tell you why in a bit. But go ahead, man. I think that was a good that was a really good question. I think how are the young people in California? I don't know, no different than
the same. Baltimore. At a time, it was like The Wire, you know, because we used to sit and watch The Wire and think, "Damn, Baltimore is crazy." So at times, it can be compared to Baltimore. I mean, we still have a ongoing gang situation that's been ongoing for my lifetime, 50 years strong plus. We underwent the crack epidemic, as so did everybody else. So basically both of those cities are roughly, I would be considered to be the same. What do you think about that, G. Lou? Is that analogy pretty close?
Yes, definitely. Because like you, I used to watch The Wire and all of these, The Corner, and just like, wow, you know, really gave me a look of Baltimore I just did not know, you know. And then I've heard more, and I've met people from Baltimore, so I understand it's really serious over there. And like you said, likewise with California, mainly L.A., you know, where we come from, it's just like you already know. I mean, you've seen it all. Picturized and polarized on the screen, so you know what we've been through, and it's gotten better, but it hasn't gotten better, but still a lot bad in a lot of other parts. So yes,
and you know, and I want to salute, man, Cali, man, and salute all the OGs, all the real men, man, all the gang, all of that, man, because y'all, man, y'all hold it down, man. I've literally, you know, folks from all over the world have literally seen how you guys, despite a color, despite any of that, you know, the color of a flag, can come together, man, and really do an impact. Salute to Snoop and Game and all those, the rappers that step in and step up too, and all the entertainers as well. So salute, man. Appreciate you guys, man. You guys set the tone, man, but believe it or not.
Well, I hope that we can stop the violence, at least amongst ourselves, because it's not really helping nobody's cause. It's stopping economic dollars from flowing through the community. It's stopping all kind of programs that can be there for the kids, because it's the grown knuckleheads and the late teenagers that are causing up all the ruckus. So we got to leave something for the kids, or there will be nothing left. So I just hope that we can one day get it together. Let's talk about your program. We Can Achieve program. Let's talk about that. Maybe you can implement that in California.
Man, that would be great. I started We Can Achieve when I was incarcerated, man. I was fortunate to be, at the time, the inmate council president, right? And we had a lot of young folks, man, that was off the chain, man. So I had a lot of free time on my hands. And so, one day I came up with the name, and being the inmate council president, I had the flexibility to kind of move around a little bit. And in addition to that, you know, my son was off the chain at the time, and wasn't too much that I could do, but try to, you know, come up with ways to prepare myself to deal with him and to deal with the youngins, man, that was bouncing off the wall, man. And so fortunately, I was able to come home and tap into Open Society Institute, the Public Justice Center, the ACLU, and some real good organizations, and Druid Heights Community Development Corporation in Baltimore, that got behind me and believed in me. And, you know, we built, man, for about 4 years. We had funding through Baltimore City and through a foundation, and developed a program that targeted at-risk youth 16 to 24. And then it grew into ex-offenders because, you know, we already had a program there. Actually, it was a program that I came home to, and I wound up getting this funny. They wound up promoting me, right, to oversee all of it. We had the housing component and all that, but it was great. But the bottom line is, with the youth piece, we had MOU with a community college in Baltimore, had the MOU with Department of Juvenile Services, and with Department of Corrections, where, you know, my target was the hard hits, man. I even had Freddie Gray. Freddie Gray came through my program. I had a bunch of his cousins. That where my program was 21217, right in the heartbeat of where Freddie Gray unfortunately was killed. But nonetheless, man, you know, for me, it was all about trying to navigate or be the navigator, if you will, me and colleagues and other partners, to ensure that young folks, man, wouldn't experience, you know, what we experienced. We, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's like, it's so unfortunate, you know, but young folks, man, they, you know, you get them for a couple of hours and they got to go home, and then you got to desensitize them from what they go through. So however many, you know, that we were able to impact, we were able to do that. So we were fortunate to get some young people to get their high school diploma. Fortunate to get a bunch of them through their 90-day and 6-month probationary period. We had some great outcomes, man. And had one young fella, man, got his high school diploma. Was fortunate to help him buy a house, you know. And to see that, you know, when you're looking at kids that just you know, unfortunately, it didn't take. And they just didn't want to go to school. But when you see these kids develop and thrive, it's heartwarming, man. You know, because I know the other side. You know, I know what it's like to see 17 and 18 year old kids, because I was one, standing in front of a judge and having to spend, you know, years behind the wall, man. And so the goal ultimately was to impact folks and to try to make them productive citizens, and we did that, man, and I feel good about that. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tweet.
Did we lose Tweed? Tweed Cadillac. Something might be going on.
I'm right here.
I'm
talking, and I wasn't even. I had the mute button on. My bad.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what I was saying was, damn. I was just talking. I was saying it's commendable that you were able to do that, because a lot of cats go to jail and end up going right back. You know, some fly right.
I did that, man.
Some really don't. You know what I mean? It's like it has to be in you to not want to go back, or else it'd be as easy as it was for you to get there the first time. And they better than the Hilton, because the bed is already made for you and the light is on. So
I'm trying to tell you.
Shit,
you know,
get back
in there. I did that, man.
Just as fast.
Man, they got a bed waiting for you. And I know what it's like, man. To have to bust your head a couple of times coming out, you know, thinking you can jump back in the lane, and it's so easy. I can't speak for nobody else, but bottom line is, and that's probably why my problem going back and forth to jail was 2 decades or more. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know. If you don't have a plan, Tweed, that's what will happen, man. If you don't learn how to transfer those skills, man, I tell you, man, you can get stuck, because I was. So, you know, I'm not judgmental. I just try to, you know, lead folks to the right direction, man. You know what I mean?
There you have it. There you have it, indeed. And that's what you're doing. A lot of brothers are so busy doing other things that they don't even have the time to do that, or they want to do it, but real life comes in and, you know, they don't really act upon it. But at least you're out there in the trenches trying to make a difference. So that right there says a lot about you as an individual, as a man, and as a part of the universe and mankind. So we commend you, man. Let's get into some music real quick. I need to refreshen up my water real quick. At 3-Point Tweed FM with G. Lou, Tweed Cadillac, and Mr. Adrian Motoro, author of Exclusion or Circumstance. We'll be right back, y'all.
I don't know how many stars there are up in the heavenly sky. I only know my heaven is here on earth each time you look into my eyes.
Hi, I'm Dave Tyson.
And I'm Gerald Alston.
And I'm Troy May.
Together, we're the Mighty Manhattans.
And you're listening to 93.2 Tweed FM, Spectacular Lowrider Oldies, on the After Six Cruise Mix. Check out our website, www.letsjustkissandsaygoodbye.com. And stay tuned to Tweed Cadillac, baby.
Go! Siri.
Yes.
Call Daddy.
Calling Daddy Cadillac Mobile.
Your love to our sponsors this evening, please.
Yeah, shout out to our sponsors. First and foremost, BTP Media Group. The homie Jeff Kwan, the whole family, makes everything happen over there. Follow BTP Media IG and digital platforms, social media for everything BTP has going on, which is a lot of hats. Also, shout out to Stacey Adams, man. You know the flywear. Been around for decades, had your daddy, your uncle, and continues to keep you fly to this day. Go to tweetcadillac.com, click on the link for Stacey Adams and get a hefty, nice discount. Get hooked up on all the nice summer wear that they have going on over there right now to keep you fresh and fly. Also, magnificentwax.com, that is magnificentwax.com, to get that fresh wax for your ride, man, to have you shining, man. You know what I mean? Hit up the website or hit up tweetcadillac.com, hit the link on there. Tell them Tweet Cadillac sent you, and you'll get hooked up as well. They also have magnificent wax in your local Walmart. If you don't see it there, please get at the management so they can make sure they have it stocked in your city as well. Also, shout out to Sunsound Concerts and Tours. That is Sunsound Concerts and Tours. Things are opening back up now. Summertime, about to be a lot of shows popping, man. So coming to a city near you, get at Sunsound Concerts. That'll get you hooked up. Also mention Tweet Cadillac as well. And you never know what you can get, man. You might get hooked up to a backstage pass or anything. You know what I mean? So, Sunsound Concerts and Tours as well. Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes, man. Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes located in the greater Los Angeles area. Get you hooked up with those nice funnel cakes that you used to get at the county fair and you know, Magic Mountain and all that. They got those funnel cakes right over there for you, man. They also have the website, FunDiggity.com. And once again, they're located in the greater Los Angeles area. 5-star rating on Yelp. You dig? That's family right there as well. So also mention Tweet Cadillac, and they'll get you hooked up. They also have all the local driving apps as well, DoorDash and all the local things. They'll bring you right to your doorstep. So that's FunDiggity.com, FunDiggity Funnel Cakes. Also, the Funk One-Stop Funk Shop as well. We also got to give major props to the Pimp Council, the memory of Boost Rothschild, the voice of 93.3 FM-ism as well. And who am I missing, Tweet?
Actually, miss no one except yourself. The GLUShow.com.
Oh, the GLU Show.
Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Flashback Fridays and Old School Sundays. So
yes,
tune
sir.
In and get turned on.
Yes,
Mr.
sir.
Mr. Adrian.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Adrian,
yes.
Now I got a question. Before
yes,
we get into the book, I kind of want to briefly talk about the essence of the book. How did you derive with the title, first of all, and give us a synopsis of the body of work that you wrote down here?
Okay. The title, I came up with the title, man, because I had a life in 20 years, right? And, you know, in Baltimore, and I'm sure in California they probably do the same thing, and every other state, you know, when you in the game, man, they throw everything at you when they grab you. And unfortunately, they grabbed us and they got me and another guy. And fortunately, I had to, you know, I had to learn the law, man. And one of the things, man, that came to me in that process was, is this, is this my excuse or my circumstance, you know, to give up, right? And, you know, that's all I kept seeing was, you know, is this going to be my excuse or my circumstances? Because, you know, you get a life and 20-year sentence, man. You know, it's kind of hard to get up off the floor, man. And you know, especially when they take all your money and, you know, your resources. And but bottom line is that title just stuck with me. And so I just started, you know, to pray on it. And once and after I, you know, learned the law, and, you know, was fortunate to have some great attorneys and stuff like that, got the case overturned. I started writing on that, on excuse or circumstance on the back of like case law, and it made sense to me. So I felt like, you know, it was a thing. And then when you look at them together, you know, when you look at life, you know, life is like an excuse. I mean, when you look at it, if you don't define it, it can be an excuse or a circumstance, because any situation that you're in, if you don't learn from it, like they say, you know, it can either be a lesson or a blessing. Sometimes when you go through stuff, if you don't learn, you know, sometimes people use it as an excuse. But if you do learn and you turn it into something great, that becomes your circumstance, because it was that thing that caused you to become, you know, the person that you are. And, you know, and even when you look at me, you know, it was those things that I went through that caused me to become the person that I am today. You know, I like to say all the pain that I went through is the reason that I'm humble. You know what I mean? So,
right.
But yeah, that's pretty much how I came up with it.
So what does the book actually embody? You know, give us a brief rundown without giving it all away.
Okay, cool. The book basically is a story of single parent household. You know, the story of a young man growing up in a single parent household, and as I even like to talk about in my PowerPoint, presentations, you know, it's a story of living the data of what they say, what science and what data says that happens when you grow up in a single parent household. You know, data says that you're subject to drop out of school, you're subject to just have a mischievous life and all of those things. And in the book I explain how those things come to be in my story. And I also talk about the triumphs, man, because, you know, like I say, it could either be your excuse to not want to get up and get your life in order, or those things that you go through could be your circumstance. But from those things that I went through, I was fortunate to be able to come out and get engaged in the community, start a program, impact some young people, and you know, and it's a bunch of surprises in there, because, you know, you talked about The Wire. You know, it's my story is closely related to The Wire, and if you read the book, you'll find out how it's closely related to The Wire. We talked about Freddie Gray. It's closely, you know, certain parts of my youth development component was for young folks like Freddie Gray. Freddie Gray even came through the program. But the book, basically, again, is more about community trauma and developing the tools that you need to be able to adjust from community trauma. In addition to that, I also talk about a little bit of some of my experiences, you know, and being an ex-offender and what it's like to have some doors shut in your face. You know what I mean, and the kind of skin that you need to develop. So, you know, this book is most definitely not only for a person who's interested in a story about somebody who's gone through that's been you know, unfortunately caught up in recidivism. It's also about triumph, you know, and for lawyers and and judges and, and mothers and, and kids who unfortunately are stuck, but moms who have kids who may need to see that, sure, you can make some mistakes, but there is opportunity, there is hope. And, when you look at lawyers and judges, a lot of times, unfortunately, particularly lawyers, they don't even know the clients that they represent. So, my book gives a basic background story of what it's like growing up, in a single parent household, and what it's like having to adjust to recidivism and all those things that a lot of the lawyers and a lot of the judges and a lot of the caseworkers are dealing with right now. So I think I've gotten a lot of great reports on it, and I think it's a good book. Again, it's for anybody to read, and it's a great story. So did I cover it?
You covered it. Where can they pick it up so we can cover it?
My man, the book is on Amazon. In addition, we're also on Instagram under Excuse the Circumstance. We're on Facebook under Excuse the Circumstance, but you can purchase it on Amazon. Yep.
Okay. All right. Let me get a little bit more water. We'll be right back with Mr. Adrian Modreau, Tweed Cadillac, and G. Lou. You are tuned in to 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, y'all.
I recently read the book How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big by author Scott Adams. Scott is a creator of the Dilbert comic, and he's a serial entrepreneur. I think it's pretty safe to say that he's reached a high level of success, and he knows what he's talking about. So I read his book looking for insights on how to approach my career, and this was the biggest insight that I found. Goals are for losers. And you're probably thinking, whoa, what? I've lived my whole life trying to focus on goals. Yeah, me too. I've been told by the experts, set long-term goals. That's the only way you'll succeed in life. But Scott says, if you study people who succeed, you will see that most of them follow systems, not goals. Scott defines goals as reach it and be done objectives, and systems as what you do on a regular basis with the general expectation of improving. Here's some specific examples he provides. He says, quote, in the world of dieting, losing 20 pounds is a goal, but eating right is a system. In the exercise realm, running a marathon in under 4 hours is a goal, but exercising daily is a system. In business, making $1 million is a goal, but being a serial entrepreneur, that's a system. Goals are rigid pursuits that shut off your awareness of other opportunities, but systems are flexible and they leave you open to be curious, new ways and better ways of doing things. But with all this goal bashing, we still need to realize that goals are insanely useful, but only in narrow, simplistic, and predictable pursuits. This includes games that are constructed by man and tasks that are short in duration and have a clear purpose. But goals are terrible for long endeavors like personal health and career success. This is because changes happen so fast in today's world. You may have your head down trying to pursue a goal, say trying to obtain a certain position within your company, but by doing so, you're probably missing 5 better opportunities in 5 better companies for career advancement. Scott urges us that instead of putting the blinders on and expecting a certain result at the end of months or years of work, instead focus on systems. Systems are skill-based. They allow you to transfer skills to future projects and endeavors. Approach each new opportunity with the question, how likely is this going to improve my broad range of skills and increase my odds of success? Although most of Scott's endeavors could be considered failures from the standpoint of goals, they were actually successes from the standpoint of systems because they gave him skills that transferred to the next career move and allowed him to be successful in the long run, making comics and making millions of people laugh every day. His dozens of failures early in life with his entrepreneurial projects like computer games, file transfer software, meditation program, they were all considered failures when looking at it from the goal standpoint, but from the system standpoint, they gave him the skill of hustle, which allowed him to put in the long hours necessary to get his comic off the ground in the following years. His failure to move up the ranks at a certain level at a bank that he was working at allowed him to develop enough business skills to market and manage his comic business. And his time at a big corporate telephone company, it didn't really lead to him being a CEO or anything grand, but it gave him all the material for his Dilbert comic, which in turn, obviously, was a useful thing. Ultimately, systems lead to success, because success is luck multiplied by the skills you obtain. For example, there are many kids today that have probably much better programming skills than Bill Gates had, but Bill Gates happened to be born at a certain time in history and have access to computers when other people didn't. That's just plain lucky. And because of that luck, he made billions and billions of dollars. But having certain skills allowed him to capitalize on the opportunity that was presented to him. When you focus on systems, you accelerate skill development, and you leave yourself open to notice opportunities, to pivot, and make yourself more likely to be successful. The openness of systems increases the odds of luck finding you, and success coming your way. That was the core message that most resonated with me from Scott's book. But I highly recommend getting his book and seeing what experience of his can most help you advance your career. He has many nuggets of wisdom nestled in this book. If you would like a one-page PDF summary of the insights that I gathered from Scott's book, just click the link below and I'd be happy to email it to you. If you're already subscribed to the free Productivity Game newsletter, this PDF will already be in your inbox. Thanks for watching.
There you have it. Now, if that wasn't game, if you guys didn't listen to that fully, I'll figure out some way to get it back to you, but it really is about systems and not goals, because I personally can sit here, speak to you now, and know that when you focus on one certain thing, you do kind of lose grasp of other things. Now, I was always taught if you want to go fishing, you don't sit at the lake with one fishing pole and eating a sandwich and drinking a beer. But if you have five fishing poles in that same lake, the odds of you catching a fish increase. Then once you see one nibble, you get up off your lounge chair and you go reel that one in. Then when you sit back down to finish your sandwich and your beverage, another one will nibble and you just go over there and reel that one in. Does that kind of make sense, G. Lou?
Yes, it does.
What do you think about that, Mr. Adrian Modrow?
Oh, man, that's on point. That's, you know, that's almost like J. Cole even talked about it in one of his songs, being at the top of the hill. And instead of running down to get all of the sheep, you walk slow. And you know, and that's what the guy in the chair is doing with all of the fishing poles. He's fishing smart. and he's doing and he's being duplicitous at the same time. He's eating the sandwich.
It was a system.
And he got a beverage.
Yeah. A complete system. It's ways to reach your goals that aren't really should be goals, because once you reach that goal, where do you go from there? So it's like it's no one certain thing. You feel me? Because let's take Obama for example. Started off as almost like you, an activist, trying to help the community, became a senator, and just kept going. Now he could have stopped at any one of those and then reached that goal, and he ended up being a president. With that being said, everybody out there, man, reach your peak, man. That's all, man. Go for what you know, and you'd be surprised what you might find. 93.2 FM. at your peak. Because if you don't do it now, you never will, because procrastination is the killer of dreams. And you don't want to have a job like Bill Collector Brown. Mark my word. 93.Tweet FM. Ism.
Welcome to the Sweat Box, where customers past due on their payments get checked by Bill Collector Brown. These are real as noted on every episode, so pay up or shut up, or we will see you in court. Buster.
I gave her the information, and the payment was approved.
But it was taken back. It was charged back as if it was never made.
I didn't know that. Nobody contacted me to let me know that. On the number that she called me to take the payment from in the first place, or I would have corrected it immediately.
I call your husband every day for the last...
My husband has been in jail. You can check the record.
Well, how was I to know that?
Well, how am I supposed to know that the payment that I gave you got charged back if you guys don't call me and let me know?
I didn't have a number for you. The account is in your husband's name. I don't even know who you are. I have no idea who you are. I just got the number from your husband 2 days ago.
Okay, well, I know exactly who you are. You're the dumpy black dude that works there who's got a bad motherfucking attitude. So I'll call the 1-800 number. Don't call my phone or my husband's phone again.
Get a life. Get a life. 93.Tweet FM ism. Spectacular lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. Tonight's episode is about growth, development, upward mobility. Do not end up like Bill Collector Brown. Mr. Adrian, let's talk about your regimen in regards to how you stay mentally fit and physically fit. G. Lou is an avid bodybuilder, Jack LaLanne type cat, big tookie type dude. So explain to him your regime.
Well, I was 240 pounds, man, stressed out, you know, and I'm used to, you know, being fit, you know, from my years and years, man, going back and forth. But, you know, you let yourself go. But what happened, I was fortunate, man, to, have some stuff. Well, not fortunate, but fortunate and unfortunate. You know how it is. You have some stuff to happen and make you focus. And so I got to a little rhythm, and then I learned meditation and yoga, man, with Uncle Russ. And I added that into my fitness program, man, and changed my diet. Boy, I tell you, man, it changed my life. I mean, it's like, you know, I got so much energy, flexible. You know, I'm 50, man. And, you know, them young boys, man, they look at me like I'm 22. But it's my regimen, my routine, man. I stick to it. I do my yoga, meditation. I eat once a day, you know. I got a sweet tooth though, but I eat one meal a day, and you know, do yoga twice a day, and add my fitness in it, and I run and jump rope. You know what I mean? Hit the bag a little bit, and that's it. You know, hit the little weights. I do. I try to do at least 2-3 days out of the week with weight training, but. You know, it just takes so long to recover, man. What's your recovery routine? That's my regimen. But what's your recovery routine? See, Lou,
I don't really the weekend. I go every day, man. Like
me too.
Throughout the week, yeah, I do. And then I rest on the weekends, pretty much. You know, I just lay low on the weekends. But I go Monday through Friday. I just have a routine I do in the morning. I kind of do a pre-workout. I do my push-ups. So I try to get at least about 600 to 700 push-ups in, you know, midday. And then I go to the gym and later that afternoon and get it in, I get on the machine and try to get me about 2 miles in on either the elliptical or the stair thing. And then, you know, I just kind of hit the weights a little bit, move around the gym a little bit with it.
Mm-hmm. That's deep, man. I mean, we ain't getting no younger, man, and I think health is just so vital. You know, when you look at the disparities, and then COVID, a lot of African Americans got hit. Tweed got hit, and with high blood pressure and all of that stuff, man.
All of that.
Yeah.
And I learned that helps me. Not to cut you off, but that keeps me. First of all, as a routine where I can't. You know, once you stop, you don't even feel right. So it's almost normal to have to stay going because I can't stop unless I don't feel good by myself. You know, but second of all, I relate that to keeping myself healthy, not only just looking good, but I mean inside, because since I've required my working out and my routine, man, like I haven't even, knock on wood, but I haven't been sick or anything like that probably over 2 years, no cold or anything, you know. Like, my health has been impeccable. Even COVID, I didn't have none of that stuff. You know what I mean? So it's just like health-wise, it's been great, you know. So I just attribute it to that. I just keep it going. You know, I don't know. You know what I mean? But I just – because all that goes into play with everything. Once you're working out, you eat better because I can't eat. I can't eat all the bullshit. Now I don't go to no McDonald's or none of that. So you eat better. I don't say I eat the best, but I don't eat no bullshit, you know. So all of that attributes to the workout routine, you know.
Yeah, man, that's deep, man. I just try to, like you say, stick to it. I'm every day, man, and if I don't do it, I don't feel right, and that's when you know that it's a lifestyle. So. You know, and it's something that I can't even sell, right? You know, because I get people all the time like, man, show me. And for me, it's like this, just, you know, what I do to help me. So
me too. I can't tell you what to do. Like, I can't.
Yeah,
it just works for me. I just said find something that works for you and just try to stick with it. Get you a routine or something going on that works for you, and then just make it a routine. You know, that's the main thing. Sticking with whatever you do.
That's the key. That is the key. But the yoga piece, there are some great
apps. I've never done yoga, man. That's something new. I've heard.
Man. Listen, I'm telling you. Now, people think, for instance, Uncle Russ, man, he's 60-something years old, and they think Slim, man, ain't in shape. Man, I did this vinyasa with him and a trainer. It whipped my behind, man. They embarrassed me. And they laughing, and I still was my behind. But the bottom line is with yoga, and we did this virtually. But the bottom line is with yoga, you learn. Number one, it's moving prayer. Number one, I don't know where you are in your spiritual life, but it's number one. It's a moving prayer, and number two, it's a therapy, right? But it's so many things. But I originally went to it for the stretch, right? Because you get that too. After yoga, man, your body is so loose, you know, and you feel like you're 22, man. I don't know how old you are, but
I'm almost knocking at the door like you. I'm not quite no 50 yet, but I got a few more years on that. But I'm knocking.
But I would suggest, man, you check out GBAS, right? And it's a great app to kind of learn some good stuff that'll help you with your fitness. Because there's one thing in just doing yoga, and it's another thing in doing like almost fitness yoga, and that's not what it's called. But they got some stuff on that app that will make you sweat. When you do it, you know what I mean.
Right.
It's not the same kind of yoga that you see, those folks do, and they have some of that, but it's also some yoga that'll keep you fit. So, and that's what I do,
right.
And what it does for me is my range of motion is dope, man. I couldn't put my hand flat on my back, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never could do that. Now I can put my hand flat both ways. On my back.
Right.
And that's, yeah.
Okay. What is that app again?
It's the GBAS app. That's what Uncle Russ, he's a hip hop yogi, man. They need to get with him, boy. And
I know Russ has been doing that yoga for a long time now. Russ looks, anybody knows that. He looks better than he did way back in the 80s. Like younger,
Look like he's 22.
Fresh. Yeah, he does. Because if you look back into him in the 80s, he looked like his age now. But he's reversed. Russ was good.
And that's what it does, man. And I thank him for that, man. And that changed my life. It changed my workout because, you know, with me lifting weights and stuff like that, you know, in terms of the recovery, I recover quicker, right? And I don't take any vitamins or any supplements or anything like that. And to not have, you know, to be beat up, to be able to do it every day, it's that's the yoke. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, work.
Right.
You know, I'm out in sales.
Right. Me too. I work too. So
field.
That's why I say I work too. So I go to the gym like after I get off work. I just put that in my routine. That's what I do immediately after work. You know, before I come in and all that. So everything just kind of works out that way. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And it feels good, man. And, you know, after you finish, it
feels
you
good.
Get a whole
definitely.
Yeah, man. So
some days it's hard,
man.
I ain't gonna lie. Some days it's you gotta push it, but like you say, I got to get it done.
That's when in the end, when you don't feel like it, when you finish, you like, man, I'm glad I did that.
Yeah,
glad
you feel
I
better.
Work out
Right.
Yeah, man. Yep. Sweet, what
Thank
you doing?
Thank you for that,
man.
I'm
going to
check
Sweet.
That app out.
Yeah, I'm sitting here, man. I'm sitting here, man, thinking about Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes live on 93.3 FM, y'all.
Let's go.
We'll be right back. This is Chucky Booker, and you are listening to 93.Tweed FM, the After Six Cruise Mix, the only station that won't play no games on you.
Hi, I'm Bunny DeBarge, and you're tuned into 93.Tweed FM on the After Six Cruise Mix, the rhythm of the night.
Fascinated, you know, buy 5 copies of my book, buy all, listen to Tweed Cadillac, you know, every time he come on, check out CeeLo's exercise routine, and man, just stay positive, man, and thank you, but other than that, nah, man, I'm grateful.
Well, I want to say, tell the people where they can reach you at once again, They want to get some words of wisdom.
Yes, sir. They can find me daily. I post daily stuff on my IG, Adrian Muldrow on IG, Excuse the Circumstance on IG, and Facebook, Adrian Muldrow on Facebook. Facebook and Twitter. And LinkedIn as well.
Okay, and you can find G Lou at theGLouShow.com.
The G Lou Show.
He's on Instagram,
and the G Lou Show, IG, everything the G Lou Show, or G Lou. Yes, sir.
And the G Lou After Hours podcast as well.
Yes, sir.
And you
yes,
can
sir.
Find me
you
at
too.
Everywhere as well, Facebook, YouTube. Well, I'm not on YouTube. What am I talking about? Facebook, IG, TweetCadillac.com. Make sure to hit that donate button as well, too. The show does not run on hopes and prayers. It runs on money and power. So, man, just hit that donate button. If you leave a message in the business section, I will send you a gift. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It'll be as good as the donation that you sent. All you have to do is hit that donate button. And I got your front, your back, and your side. Look like we have a caller calling. Caller, you are live on 93.Tweed FM-ism with Mr. Adrian Muldrow, G. Lou, and Tweed Cadillac, baby. Speak on it.
Tweed Cadillac, baby. Hey, what's happening with you by now? It's your boy Kev, man, from Outlaw Radio.
Oh, how are you tonight, sir?
Man, I'm holding on tight, man. You had me and my partner. He from L.A. He from South Central. He told me that was G music you was playing. He said, this is what the G's do. This is what they bump. So we can go to vibing to your music, man.
Hey, man, I do this each and every Thursday night. So tell him, man, if he into that low swing, I'm the man. I'm the man.
Yeah, man. And I want to thank you, too, because you done brought me some action over here. We had Greedy Greg on, beautiful show. We had AMG on, beautiful show. We had you on, which was also a beautiful show, man. So you got a lot of love in the mill, man. 414 for sure.
That's beautiful, man. Greatly appreciate it, man. It's more to come, man. We ain't on no goals. We on systems. So go pick up that book. Go pick up that book, man. Excuse or Circumstance. Adrian Muldrow, and you'll get some more game.
What's
up, man?
Salute.
Peace and love, man. Shout out to you and the brother.
Indeed,
salute,
man.
Salute.
With that being said, man, let me hit a... This goes out for the South Central L.A., man, to all of you ladies, man, out there, man. All you guys that got daughters, you know, you got to watch them because these guys got slick tongues, slick fork tongues, and designer belts. So pay attention, y'all.
Hey, everybody, it's me again coming to you with another word of inspiration. Today's word, it's a brand new season. Heavenly Father, as I take the breath of a new day, I am preparing for incredible things. The things I've been waiting for will begin to manifest in this season. You, Lord, have the power to resurrect what I thought was dead, even those prophecies that laid on the shelf for years. May the dreams you deposited within me be birthed at this time. I will not despise the days of small beginnings, because little becomes much when we place it in your hands. In this season, every door that you will open will lead me into my purpose and my destiny. The promises that you whispered in my ears years ago will now come forth. As my gift begins to blossom in unprecedented ways, there will be no question that the glory belongs to you. Today, I awake and take heart, for you have opened the doors that no man can shut. To you be glory, honor, majesty, and power forever and ever and ever. Amen and amen. God bless you. Somebody say amen or type in amen and get your praise on. I love you to life. Amen. Take care.
Amen. And with that being said, G. Lou.
Hey, everybody, it's me.
Nothing else we could say. It ain't nothing else we could say, man. We're going to wrap it up early tonight. I got to go to my night job now. So I want to thank all the listeners that tuned in. May God bless each and every one of you. Remember, man, excuse or circumstance, you have to deal with either one of them. And it ain't about the goal, it's about the system to achieve the goal. That being said, once again, God bless each and every one of you. Until next week, make sure to tell a hater to tell a player. And we out. Peace.
Peace.